Our guest at the cafe this morning is Harold Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, now this time we're not, ordinarily we talk about the new movies coming out. This time we're going to talk about a new television miniseries that has to do with the history of Hollywood. And this is coming out starting Sunday night on the FX network, and it's called Feud, Betty and Joan. And it's all about the genuine feud between Betty Davis and Joan Crawford.
It went on for decades, and it all came to a head when they made Whatever Happened to Baby Jane together. And that was the only movie they ever did together. But it started way back in the 30s with Baby Jane was in 62. And in the 1930s, Betty made a movie. She won an Oscar for it, Dangerous. And her co-star was French O'Tone. And she really liked him, but he ended up marrying Joan. So that started it all off.
So they had been feuding before Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Oh, yes, forever.
I didn't know that.
Yes, forever. And they were in line for parts. They were of the same age and real big status, except that Betty was at Warner Brothers and Joan was at MGM. But they both finally ended up at Warner Brothers. And that's when Baby Jane was that movie. Yeah, they were both known for being extreme divas. So
Susan Sarandon is playing Betty Davis. I think that's terrific casting. And Jessica Lange as Joan Crawford.
Yeah, I don't see that exactly, but I know how they put it together. She was, the director is the fellow from, and producer is the fellow from American Horror, which she is in. So that's why they got her, but they got Sarandon, because I mentioned earlier her Betty Davis eyes.
Right.
She's got the exact look and made up as Baby Jane. You cannot tell any difference from the movie. That looks just exactly like Betty.
And of course, Joan Crawford was notorious for heavy makeup anyway in her later years,
yes.
Middle age and later years. And they have Jessica Lange all, even when she's not playing the movie part, heavily made up. So she does resemble Joan Crawford in her middle age.
It's really neat because
years.
They're all Oscar. That's true, too, because they were both Sarandon and Lange have won Oscars, and so had Joan Crawford only won one. Betty Davis got several. So they were in line always for the same roles, the same men, the same whatever. Both their daughters ended up writing about them, writing bad mm-hmm. books about them. Mm-hmm. So they had that going. And the one about Mommy Dearest, about Joan, was the real sensation.
Right.
But Betty Davis's daughter, she wrote one too.
Couldn't have been a picnic with either one of them, you know. Now, the movie Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, that this is this series is based on, that's one of the most bizarre movies of all time.
And it came out in 62, and it was in black and white, and that was just very odd. Robert Aldrich directed. It was stunning, and it was not really them going down to being horror movies, because it was considered pretty classy, Betty got an Oscar nomination.
Yeah, it's a great movie, but it's very, very strange.
It's very strange.
And especially for the time.
Yes.
Yeah. We're talking with Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic, the TV miniseries Feud, Betty and Joan, starting Sunday night on FX. When I first saw the preview for this, I said, I've got to see that. And then I was, because I thought it was a theatrical movie. Mm-hmm. Then I saw it's going to be a TV series. Well, that's great, because that's less effort and it's just easier.
Well, it's a big story. I'm sure there were some real cutthroat things about their various directors and their chances to get the roles, fighting for those parts.
Now, another interesting thing is this feud apparently will be something of a franchise, and they're going to do a series next year on Charles and Diana.
That's wild. That's so good. That's a great idea.
Boy, what a topic that should be. So anyway, this starts on Sunday night. What did you think of the snafu with the Oscars Sunday night?
I was just startled. I haven't missed one since, I can't even tell you, the 50s. And despite everything, there's been very few hiccups, nothing of that magnitude. It just looked so amateur and awful, and I was very pleased about the whole show. I had a great feeling about it, and then that, and it was just like, what? And poor old Price Waterhouse,
And you had stayed up to watch.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, sure, I do.
You know, there had been, there apparently was some tension between Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway in the rehearsals about who is going to actually make the announcement.
Oh, no.
So this was, if you look at it, the replay there, you can see that Faye Dunaway, she's supposed to make the announcement, but she's afraid. She's seeing Beatty hesitate. Now she's thinking he's going to upstage her. So there's all this going on as well. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us today.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KUDR.